Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. AFP reports that Donald Trump has asked a US judge to expedite the deposition of Rupert Murdoch in his $10 billion defamation lawsuit against the Wall Street Journal, citing the media baron's advanced age. Mr. Murdoch is 94 years old, has suffered from multiple health issues throughout his life, and is believed to have suffered recent significant health scares, Trump's attorney said in a court filing. These factors weigh heavily in determining that Mr. Murdoch would be unavailable for in-person testimony at trial, they said, asking the district judge to compel an expedited deposition. Trump sued Murdoch and the Journal this month after it published an article about his friendship with sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. The newspaper reported that in 2003, the then real estate magnate wrote a suggestive birthday letter to Epstein, illustrated with a naked woman and alluding to a shared secret. The FT reports that Germany and France have hit out at the EU-US trade deal, warning that it would wound the bloc's economy as the euro slid against the dollar. The German Chancellor Friedrich Merz said the agreement would cause considerable damage to his country, Europe and the US itself. Not only will there be a higher inflation rate, but it will also affect transatlantic trade overall, Merz said in a striking rebuke of the deal negotiated by the Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. And of course, we'll be talking about that shortly. Reuters reports that the dollar's early dominance of stablecoins gives the US an advantage that could ultimately push up borrowing costs for Europe, reduce the ECB's autonomy and increase geopolitical dependency on the US, an ECB blog has argued. Stablecoins, which are crypto assets pegged to a currency, such as the dollar, have gained popularity in recent years and got a big boost earlier this month when Donald Trump signed a law to create a regulatory regime aimed at cementing the dollar status as the global reserve currency.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.